The International Labour Organization estimates that more than 20 million people are victims of forced labour around the world. More than half are based in the Asia-Pacific region. Latin America accounts for about 2 million of these slaves. And criminals in Latin America are increasing their efforts to profit from human trafficking. Many of their victims have left their poor and violent home countries in the hope for safety and better job opportunities. Instead, they often end up living a nightmare worse than they could have ever imagined. Esker Moe and Stefan Stubager report from the Guatemalan border with Mexico.
Beatriz Villanueva Marquín grew up in a poor family in El Salvador. When she was 19 years old, she worked at a factory where she says she was treated badly and paid even worse. But that all seemed to change when the dark-haired girl with big eyes and a handful of her female colleagues were approached by a group of people from Guatemala who gave them a lucrative offer.
They said they had a restaurant in Guatemala where you could earn a lot more as a waitress. They would pay us the kind of income I had never earned before.
The salary Marquín was promised was three times higher than the 2 euros a day she'd been earning at the factory. Marquín's initial thought was to say no. She didn't want to leave her 7-month-old daughter and the rest of her family to go work abroad. But the encouragement of her colleagues ultimately made Marquín change her mind.
We were going to earn so much more money, so I felt more confident. We were all going to be able to send more money back to our families, and they were all so poor.
Marquín and a group of 24 women were driven to the Guatemalan city of Tucumán, right on the border with Mexico. When they arrived at their new workplace, Marquín knew right away that something was wrong.
There was no restaurant. It was a bar with sex workers. They made us drink and sleep with men, even if we didn't want to.
Marquín is one of thousands of Latin Americans who've fallen victim to human trafficking. In the region, it's estimated that up to 100,000 people are trafficked each year. Many of the female victims are forced into prostitution, while most of the men are forced to work in factories or agriculture in slave-like conditions.
We're talking about that this is a huge problem that is increasing.
This is Maria Eugenia Villarreal, who's the regional director in Guatemala of ECPAT, a global NGO working against commercial sexual exploitation.
Little queer, the girls that are boys recruited, the form of the recruitment is very brutal. Is a space of torture, because there are trafficked, they are recruited by these narco-traffic structures.
Those narco-traffic structures are increasingly focusing on human trafficking in places like Central America, where thousands of migrants leave their home each year for a better life in the United States or Canada. Migrants are leaving countries like El Salvador, Honduras, Nicaragua, and Guatemala, which are all plagued by poverty, unemployment, crime, and violence. Many of them end up in the hands of large criminal gangs like Los Zetas in Mexico, which, according to research conducted for the U.S. Congress, has been increasingly involved in human trafficking. And in Guatemala, ever more criminal groups are on the lookout for women from other Central American countries for sexual exploitation, says Sandra Goulart, who works there as a human rights ombudsman.
Guatemala is very vulnerable for human trafficking. We're at the center of the world's largest migration corridor here in Latin America.
The very heart of that corridor is Tucumán. It's here that many pass through Casa del Migrante, a shelter for migrants run by Father Sacerdote Ademar Barili. Barili says many of the migrants are willing to take the risk of falling victims to forced labor because the conditions of poverty and insecurity they face in their home countries are unbearable.
Nadie quiere morir en su lugar. Un padre de familia me decía, tenía cinco hijos.
No one wants to die. A parent once told me, if I don't find a job, I will rob, because I don't want my children starving. A family that arrived here from El Salvador, 7 in total, said, if I had stayed in my country, all my family would have been dead. I'd rather leave and hope that at least I won't die. Or, as they say, rather be happy with one leg than being unhappy dead.
For those who fall into the hands of the wrong people, however, the consequences are grave. When Beatrice Villanueva Marroquin discovered she and the other women from El Salvador had been brought to Guatemala to work at a brothel, she first complained to the owners.
They told us, if you try to escape, we know where you will live, and the ones who will pay are your families. We were so scared that something could happen to our kids. I was especially scared that something would happen to my grandmother and my daughter.
From then on, Marroquin couldn't leave the brothel without the company of a guard. And every day she was forced to give herself to numerous clients.
Countless. It wasn't with whom we wanted, but with those who wanted us. Sometimes it was 10 to 15 clients, sometimes 25 to 30, sometimes more, sometimes less. The client had the power. You were there to please them. If you didn't, the owner of the brothel would punish you.
The punishment, when Marroquin refused, which she tried many times, was torture. She was deprived of sleep, starved, and beaten.
I don't like to remember this because it's too painful for me.
These slave-like conditions are well known to the authorities. The chief of police in Tucumán, Orlando Rodriguez Fuentes, says his department receives about 10 to 15 reports a month of forced labor, sexual exploitation, or human trafficking. The problem, Fuentes says, is that many of the actual victims are scared to testify against those behind the crime.
They're scared of the reprisal, that the bad people will come and hurt them. That's why people don't officially report these cases.
While many victims may be reluctant to testify against the dangerous gangs, there may be an even more important reason why human trafficking and forced labor are flourishing in Central America. Sandra Gollard, who's an ombudsman in Guatemala, says the authorities themselves are unwilling to take a stance.
Criminal investigation and prosecution in Guatemala is weak because corruption is so broad that criminal networks have infiltrated the public prosecutor's office and the police and immigration authorities. This makes Guatemala a paradise for human trafficking.
In the end, the sexual exploitation of Beatrice Villanueva Marroquin continued for 14 months before she decided to ignore the threats against her and her family. She finally decided to flee the brothel. Instead of moving back home to her family in El Salvador, she went to Guatemala City, where she continues to work on her own in prostitution.
Why do I keep doing this? Because I have a family to support. I don't only help my daughter and my mother, I help several family members because we come from very poor backgrounds. So if I have the opportunity to help them by doing this, then I will. It needs to be done. I don't like this job, but sometimes you have the possibility of getting easy money and you just get used to it.
For DW, this is Eskimo in Guatemala City.